Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Good Friday morning to you. Chad Hershberger at the anchor desk filling in for Mark Lawrence on this Friday. And one thing, you know, it's tough getting up early in the morning to come in and fill in for Mark, but I do enjoy when I get to do it on Fridays, and this is two Fridays in a row now,
this Mike. This is, yes.
Because we get to talk to Movie Mike, and I think I heard somewhere that there might be a big movie premiere today or something. I'm not sure. And that everybody's talking about this new movie, Breakthrough, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing else to talk about this week.
So we'll talk about the Avengers, but first we have a movie review from you today. Mike is here to tell us about a new movie, and of course Mike is a professional movie critic, author, and women in cinema advocate, and here is his review for this week.
In Breakthrough, Chrissy Metz plays a woman whose teenage son falls through the ice of a frozen lake. He's underwater for 15 minutes before rescue personnel get him out. Doctors at the hospital are unable to revive him, but then she prays over his body and suddenly he gets a pulse. From there, doctors fight to save his life while she continues to pray. Josh Lucas co-stars as her husband, and Topher Grace is the family's pastor who stays with them at the hospital. You need to have a bit of a cold heart not to be touched by Breakthrough. It's based on a true story, and what happens is as inspiring as it is harrowing. The boy's brain activity slows, his organs fail, and he can't breathe on his own. By making the stakes so clear, the moments in which he shows improvement pack an emotional punch that leaves you choked up. The film is anchored by a strong performance from Chrissy Metz, who makes her character sincere, credible, and sympathetic. As is par for the course with faith-based films, Breakthrough has intermittent scenes that are a little melodramatic or a little corny, and that's okay. We all need to feel up lifted once in a while, and to remember what a powerful tool hope is. You leave this movie with those thoughts on your mind, as well as a warm feeling in your heart. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 prayer circles.
Very good, and I'm looking forward to seeing this movie. I actually saw the trailer for this and thought that that sounded cool, and I think one of the things that is appealing is it's based on a true story.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for movies like this, and there was another one a few years ago called Miracles from Heaven. There was a faith-based film with Jennifer Garner. It was about a little girl who fell into the middle of a hollowed out tree and almost died and came back to life. I'm just a total sucker for these kinds of movies, these true stories about people amazingly surviving things and the way that the people around them hope and pray and keep their optimism. So if you're like me and you really enjoy films like this, I think you'll definitely like Breakthrough.
And for those of us who are This Is Us fans and have seen Chrissy Metz, how does she do on the big screen? I think this is her first major movie.
She's really good. I have to admit, I don't watch television, so I've never seen This Is Us. My first exposure to her, I mean, I've seen her on like Ellen DeGeneres' show and stuff, and my wife has it on, but this is my first real exposure to her as an actress, and she's very, very good. There are scenes in this movie that I think could have really come off as laughably bad, but she makes it very sincere when she's praying over her son's body and asking God and the Holy Spirit to, you know, keep her son alive. That can go really, really wrong, but she keeps it feeling very real and very human.
Is it tough, do you think, to play a character who is actually out there and will see your performance when you do a movie like this that is based on a true story?
I would imagine so, yeah. That's got to be a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah, so Breakthrough, make sure you check that out. Okay, let's talk about the Avengers. Avengers Endgame started, actually, I guess last night. Some movie houses played that last night.
Yeah.
I hear you're going to see it later today.
I'm going to see it later today. I have an 8-month-old, so I don't stay up very late anymore, so I couldn't go to the shows last night. I would have fallen asleep right in the middle of the movie, so I'll be seeing it today. But yeah, I mean, this is going to do probably $200-some million in its opening weekend. I mean, this is just going to be a gargantuan hit. There's just no doubt about it. Infinity War was. And of course, if you've seen Infinity War, you know how it ends, and we're all excited to see how they're going to resolve that. So this movie probably going to be even bigger, and it's certainly going to be one of the top two movies of 2019, box office-wise, Star Wars Episode IX being the only other one that could really challenge it.
And I noticed on Aisle Seat this week, you were debating a little bit about what do you do in a 3-hour movie if you have to go to the bathroom. So your thoughts on that? Because this is a long movie. Typically, movies aren't that long.
Avengers Endgame, the official running time is 3 hours and 1 minute. So if you need to go to the bathroom, that leaves you with a certain dilemma, which is, what do? I don't want to miss anything. And I have to say, I recommend an app that you can get for your cell phones. It's called RunPee. And it's a free app. And what you do is you get on there, they see the movies early, and then they give you a breakdown of the best time to use the restroom. So it might say, you know, 54 minutes, Iron Man says to Hulk, you know, why are you so green? You got 4 minutes, and then you can push a button, and it'll tell you what you missed while you were out.
Oh, okay.
So you can catch up by the time that you come back in. So they pick the slower parts of the movie, or the parts where you're not going to be missing anything too crucial. So if you have trouble sitting through a three-hour movie like Avengers Endgame, download the RunPee app onto your phone. And this thing is a lifesaver, I'm telling you.
And another piece of advice, don't get the extra large soda when you get to the movie theater, right?
Oh, see, I plan to do that today. That's the problem. For a three-hour movie, I'm definitely going to need soda.
I think we talked about this last week, but Marvel Studio does have a Spider-Man movie in the works. But other than that, this is to be sort of the culminating film of the last, 22 films that they've done.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely going to kind of end a certain era of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Now, Spider-Man Far From Home comes out this summer, so that's already a spoiler. We know that Spider-Man is coming back after the end of Infinity War. But we don't really know about too many others. There's a lot of speculation that some of the original actors, that their contracts are up, so they may not go on after this. Marvel has already said that they sort of intend to create a new core team of Avengers that will be led by Captain Marvel, whose movie came out last month. So, yeah, it's definitely going to look different in the Marvel Cinematic Universe going forward.
And the Captain Marvel movie, I have not seen it yet. That's my next one. I caught up. I just watched the Marvel films in the last year.
Oh, okay.
I've caught up to the Captain Marvel. I haven't seen that one yet. But from what I've heard, that takes place in the 90s, correct?
Yes.
And so they have room to grow in that character and bring her up to date to modern times, too.
Right, exactly. So there's a lot of room to go with these characters. And we're already sort of seeing it. You know, Spider-Man is coming more into the forefront. He's got his second movie coming out. Black Panther has been established successfully. Ant-Man has been established successfully. So I think that they're going to be sort of the core team going forward, where initially it was Thor and Iron Man and Hulk. It's going to kind of shift to these characters.
I've watched the two Ant-Man movies with my six-year-old, and he liked them too. So
yeah, those are good Marvel movies to show to younger kids if you want to get them into it, especially the whole ending there on Ant-Man with Thomas the Tank Engine
and
all that. Such a great part.
So I have to ask, favorite Marvel character?
In terms of the movies or in terms of the comics?
Since you're the movie critic, okay, we'll go with movies.
I'm wearing the shirt to prove it. I really like Doctor Strange, who I did not know much about before the movies, but I really find him on screen to be an interesting character. So I would have to go with him or Rocket Raccoon from Guardians of the Galaxy, because he just cracks me up.
The Doctor Strange movie, I wasn't sure about that, but when he appeared in Infinity War movie, I was like, oh yeah, he's kind of interesting. So
yeah, he's got some interesting different kinds of powers, which I find fascinating.
Yeah, so that's coming out. Mine's Captain America.
Nothing wrong with Cap. He's an all-time classic.
I think Chris Evans is a good actor. I enjoy his performance, and he did a good job with that. Of course, speculation is that he's done in that role, so we'll see what happens in the movie.
Yeah, he's one of those actors whose contract supposedly is up, but you never know. Marvel likes to surprise us, so we shall see.
And how much of that is sort of hype to get people to think this might be it? Let's go see it, and then maybe they'll... Maybe they will renew contracts or whatever.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I'm sure that's part of it.
So check out Breakthrough, and if you do have your tickets for the weekend, enjoy. Endgame. I almost said Infinity War. Endgame from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Thank you, Mike. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
We will have business news. Maybe they'll give us an update on sales overnight of tickets. The tickets are just going like crazy, I hear. And we'll have business news coming up next right here on Sunrise.